starting top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. It's an easy break there. And Shomeret Yavam, Ben Yavam Achad, Ben Lishnei Yavamim. It's a woman who is fallen to the Yavamim. And whether it's to one or two brothers, that's possible that she could get married. Rabbi Elazar will marry up there. Then if he's, we'll see in a second what exactly is going on, but Rabbi Elazar says that the Yavam has the right to be mayfair her nidar. Only when it's one Yavam is that true, but not when there are two Yavamim. The Yavamir, lo echad, lo shnayim. The Kiva says that no matter what, the Yavam never acquires that ability to be mayfair the nidar. I'm Rabbi Elazar. I can prove it. Rabbi Elazar, I can prove it. Mayim, Yishar Shekona, who the Atmo, by a woman where he was koneh to him for himself, meaning in the case of Erushin, Hari Mayfair Nedareha, he's Mayfair Nedarim, like we saw yesterday, right, that Rabbi Elazar believes that after 12 months, where he's Kailin Mizonos for an Arusha, that he is able to be Mayfair Nedarim. So in a case where he was koneh the woman for himself, then after 12 months when he's feeding on his own host, then he's able to be mayfair neder. Isha sheikna lo min ha-shamayim eino din sheyafir neder. And certainly a woman who he didn't even have to acquire. They handed her to him, you know, from min ha-shamayim. She fell to him through Yibam. Shouldn't he certainly be able to be mayfair neder? Kamala Rabbi Akiva, lo. He says, no. Ima marta bi isha sheikna lo hu la'atmo. Right, it's different. A woman that he acquires himself, she'ein la'achirim barishus. Right, no one else has the ability to have any rights in this woman. Once he's mekadesh himself to this woman, then this woman is uniquely designated for him. Right, that's not true of a woman that falls for Yibam for him, because there's him and there's possibly his brothers. So it's not, he won't be the, he's not the unique designee for this woman. So that was Rabbi Akiva's answer is sufficient to deflect or to upend Rabbi Elazar's position. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva, derecha b'shnei yivamin, whatever you just said is true when you have two yivamot. Aval ma ata mishiva al yavam echad. That works when there are two yivamin. But when there's only one brother, then it looks exactly like an arusa, right? Because in the case of an arusa, it's just the husband, and the woman that he has kiddushin with is designated uniquely for him. So too, in the case of a single yabam, this woman's falling to a brother, and the only brother that can perform yibum, right, is there, and there's no one else who can, he's uniquely designated, or this woman's uniquely designated to him. So if that's the case, it should be the same. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua said, when there's one yabam, right, then he has the ability to be made for him to darim. The Yavam is not completely attached or engaged to the Yavam the way an Arusa is engaged to her husband. So you have to, that we'll see in the Gemara what that means, why the relationship of an Arusa to a Yavam is more unique or stronger than that between a Yavam and Yavama.
This is all talking about before the actual
Nisuin.
Correct. That takes place.
Right. Once there's Nisuin, everybody agrees that they have the ability to be making
and
the term.
In Yavam, there's only one act. It's not like this traditional Nisuin.
There is
the actual.
There is Midrabanan, there's Ma'amar, and then there's Bios, which is the.
Right.
Act of Yibam, but
yeah,
there's Ma'amar, which we've discussed as a Kiddushin Dirabanan for Yibam, which again designates you. So that, but Ma'amar, Minatora Ma'amar has no meaning. Right? Minatora Ma'amar is a meaningless act. And therefore, if we're talking about being Mater Nidarim, Midoraisa from the Torah, then right, Ma'amar is not relevant.
You said, why, maybe I missed something, but you said, we'll see why. Relationship of an arusa to a yavam is different than
a normal marriage to the relationship of a yavam to the yavam. All right, now so the Gemara is going to say, try to understand what is the what is the relationship here? What is the reasoning behind each of the Tanoim here? Bishlama Rabbi Akiva Savar in Zika. When it comes to Yibum, there's no Zika, there's no connection. It's a term that we saw a lot in Yivamos, but there's no Zika, there's no automatic connection between the Yavam and the Yivama.
This is a question of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer used the Kalvachomer. Right. Then Rabbi Akiva showed a weakness in that Kalvachomer.
Right.
So then, how can the answer to that be, well, that works well for you where there's two, but where there's one? Because once you've shown the weakness in the Kalvachomer, you can't have half, you know, you can't go.
For Rabbi Eliezer.
It's a good Kalvachomer, it's not a good Kalvachomer.
For Rabbi Eliezer, it won't work. I mean, that what Rabbi Akiva says will ruin it for Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, I feel both when there are two Yavamim and one Yavam, that they should be able to be made in the Nedarim. So once you ruin half the Kal V'chomer, it doesn't work for him anymore. But for Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion only relates to one Yavam, but two Yavamim, he says there is no Hofar.
His Kal V'chomer would be just as it works in normal condition.
There's a unique relationship. So too, when there's only one Yavam, there's a unique relationship because there's no other party to the relationship. Bishlama Rabbi Akiva Sever Ein Zika. So it makes sense that Rabbi Akiva's position is that Ein Zika, there's no, when a Yavama falls before a Yavam, there's no tying relationship between them. Rabbi Yeshua Sever Yesh Zika. And Rabbi Yeshua believes there is a Zika. So therefore, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Yeshua will be when there is one Yavam. Right, when there is one Yavam, Rabbi Yeshua believes that's the equivalent of Erusin because of the Zika. So Rabbi Akiva believes that there is no Erusin because he doesn't believe there is any Zika. There is no connection between them. And Rabbi Eliezer, Maitame. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's his reasoning? Im Yesh Zika. Even if there is Zika, if he holds that there is a relationship between a Yavama and a Yavam, when you have more than one Yavam, it's clear that the Zika can't be the reason that the Yavam can be made for the Neder. Ela Breira, it has to be that we say that once the one Yavam picks or ends up being the one that chooses her, that's the one we say has the Zika. We don't say that. Even if there is Zika, we don't say there's Breira to determine that which Yavam had that Zika. So Amar Rabbi Ami.
It's an interesting concept that the Gemara takes as a given that there's no Breira by Zika.
Right, the Gemara says that it's not, right, that it's an automatic assumption. Right, why can't you just answer that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that there is Zika and there is Breira, right? So that's, we'll see. Okay, we'll see that later.
Breira is retroactive determination?
Yeah. So that's because it doesn't, I think the reason you can't say that is because Zika is a, in general, right, we said Breira only applies Midor Abana, not Midor Raisa. And Zika would be something that's generated Midor Raisa at the death of the...
So isn't Breira something really that relates to the intention of the individual? You know, it's like a Gleevil School of Freya, that really is what they had in mind. You know, as if that was what they had in mind.
But the point here is that Zika is stronger than intention. Zika here is...
Zika is
either fate or
because of that generates a relationship between them, and that relationship, it may not be subject to Breira, meaning that you can't then be, just because you marry her doesn't mean that the Zika was that only related to you.
That's what I'm saying. Breira typically is based on the clarification of someone's intentions or more than one person's intentions, you know, like in the case of Shikha Pilz or like that. But here, it's not going to do with, you know, with any
sense
right ability to
exercise a right, yeah.
So in other words, it's more like an escrow. Zika is a state where, you know, the Zika, in theory, one would say that there was Breira here. One could say that the Zika would exist in space as a as an entity in and of itself, and it could relate to the Baal without actually having associating that
with the other yama,
that zika to a
another yama,
right? Relate to the woman without associating it to the yama. We don't say that.
No. All right. I'm Rabbi Yami. Kiyoncha Asa Ba Mamar. So this is the answer to your question. Hey, what's the case here? How do we explain Rabbi's opinion? It's a case where he did mamar, but we had just discussed that mamar is a meaningless act, right? Minatoro. So we solved that. Rabbi Lezer Sever Laki Beit Shammai. Now, so they hold it Beit Shammai, who says that Amrei Mamar Kone Kinyan Gomor. That Beit Shammai believes that mamar is a full act. Minatoro. It's sufficient. You need to create Yibum through mamar. So since it's a Kinyan Gomor through mamar, meaning that you will no longer need Chalitza. Once you've performed the mamar, it's an epic kinyan, then one would only require a get at this point and not chalitza. Right? It's moved him into a realm of kiddushin and not into a realm of ibum. So based on that, Rabbi Lezer holds like Beit Shammai, therefore there's mamar here. Once there's mamar by one of the brothers, then that already designates him as the equivalent of an arusa in this case. So Rabbi Yeshua Hani Mili Bechad Yabam. Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, that's only true when it has one Yabam. Abba Shnei Yivamim, lo. Right? By two Yivamim, no. Why? Mi Ika Mide Dichi Ati Achuyi Achuyi Ati Achua Asar Alei Bevia Obegita Omecha. So Rabbi Yeshua is going to say to you, what's my logic? My logic is, how could it be that a case where someone else can come along and ruin your relationship, or ruin that which you've generated. Since he can ruin that which he's generated, therefore it's not enough to create the relationship, or a strong enough relationship, that will entitle you to be mefer the nedarim. And Rabbi Akiva Sever ain't zika. He holds that there is no zika, there's no relationship between you. So now, that's the three opinions here. We understand. Let's start with Akiva. It's the easiest to understand. Akiva says there's no zika, there's no connection or a relationship generated between the Yavam and the Yavama, and since there is no relationship, therefore the Yavam cannot be mefer the Yavama's nedarim. So that's one. Number two is Rabbi Yeshua, who says there is a zika, but the zika is only effective in creating a relationship when no one else can spoil that relationship. And that's only in a case where there's one yavam. If you have two yavamin, right, in that case, he can spoil, one of the brothers can spoil it for the other brother. The fact that there's a spoiler in there, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is enough to detract from your relationship, or detract from your connection, to the extent that you won't have the ability to be made fair for nidar. Rabbi Lezer holds that mamar is a kinyan gomor, like Rabbi Shammai, and since mamar is sufficient to create a kinyan gomor, that already creates, or that starts or creates a relationship that's equivalent to the relationship of an arus and an arusa.
But no mamar, and if there's no mamar,
he agrees.
He really agree with Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshua.
It's not clear. That's good. It's a good question. Probably. Gemara suggests that he's, I don't know, Gemara introduced that he had zika. If he has zika, then he probably holds like a Yeshua, but I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think, it's not clear if he doesn't have mamar, if that what he feels to.
How do you read the mi'ika, midi? Is that a parenthetical question that is left
unanswered? Not a question. It's no, it's Rabbi Yeshua's position. It's a rhetorical question. It's a rhetorical question. So how could there be such a thing? How can there be a relationship that is able to be undermined by a second party, and that be called a real relationship? And if you have two yavams,
so,
right then.
So he solves the problem by saying hafara doesn't work when there's more than one yavam.
Right, exactly. Because the relationship can't be that strong. Because even though he holds a zika, Yeshua holds a zika, nevertheless, when there are two yavam in there, then it's not, right, it's not possible for one of them to be maker, because their relationship could be undermined by the other party.
And Rabbi Akiva, in theory, would say that weakness in mamar, in and of itself, disallows the hafara to exist even with one yavam.
Or Rabbi Akiva just holds there's no zika, that there is no zika. So there's no relationship. It has nothing to do with mamar. There's no zika. Rabbi Shua doesn't need mamar either. It just has to do with the zika. the fact that it's a zika strengthens the relationship between you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is the Rani who spends a lot of time on this. Goes back to Yavamos to discuss Rabbi Shua's opinion in Yavamos. And how could there be somebody who holds million Rabbi Shua that holds that Mamar's Kohen of the Gomri, like Rabbi Chazar. Maybe we'll read just quickly since it's a pretty straightforward talk. Maybe read a little of this run. It's Rabbi Shua Sarah Yezika. It's right across from where we are in the Gemara. In the run, it says Rabbi Shua Sarah Yezika. The Adrabo, Alima Tfei Meirusin. It's even stronger than Erusin. To have you Kiknusa. It's equivalent of having actually married her. Shumaki Yifra Yabam Lichude. The Yabam himself can be made for it. The Hashta Hokhi Kasakadatka Mihu Ein Breira. The Hekashne Yabamim Ein Breira, the Mihis Kuka. Right? When it's two Yabamim, there's no Breira who she belongs to. The Miti Elisha, or who should be a wife. Shumaki Afilu Shneim Einam Yichol Nahafer. So, right, what would you think? In a case where, when there's no Zika, when there's Zika to two Yuvamin, right, maybe you should say that if they both were made for together, as a partnership, they should be able to be made for the Nether. Right? He said, let me tell you. So, therefore, Kikhev and Bishat HaFartan, in Baruchano Mihu Isha, in HaFartan Klum. Since it's not clear at the moment that they're doing the Afarah who it belongs to, we don't, right? Allow them. Dachman Amar Isha Yikmenav Isha Yifrenu. Dvinen Shiyeya Dua B'Shat HaFarah. It has to be clear who the husband is at the time of a farah. I don't know what limud this is. It's interesting limud from the Ran. Ran said that the limud is Isha Yifrenu Isha Yikmenu Isha Yifrenu. That you have a husband can be Mayfren, a husband can be Maykim. So he says, well, that the Torah says you need to know who the husband is. Right, we haven't seen such a limud, right? And Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifrenu. So the Ran saying, well, that's why the two Yavamin together as a joint party cannot be made for the Nadar. Which is interesting, right? Because I don't think we've seen such a limud. Alright, B'chein Kad of Rashi Zal, the Rashi wrote a similar thing, prepared to Arachim, Sugi the Shmeid, the Adam Messiah. So if you over there, makes it sounds like this. How could you think that Zika is the equivalent of performing Yibum? Yivamos, we only have one person who holds of such an opinion, that's Rabbi Oshia. And in the Gemara Yivamos, he was left questioned, meaning that he was left in a compromised position in the sense that his position was had we had strong questions against it. And his position did not stand up to the test of these questions. So Bresh Barakiyat Yivamos, Ikol Meimer, Delav Me Gufvei, Demilsei Totov. You could say that it was not, it's not his underlying position that was questioned, El Lamai de Mephoris, La Libet Rabbi Shimon. That the Gemara there was just challenging the fact that he quoted that in the name of Rabbi Shimon, but not that the position itself was challenged. Mia Ano Latina Lamaimar Disfirla Rabbi Shua Halutaimo. So we could say that Rabbi Shua holds of his position, just it's not in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Inami. Can you read Rabbi Shua Kasari Yizika? Love the member Deli Havika Kenusa. Maybe when we say that he holds their Zika, it's not to say that it's equivalent of being married to him, El Duhavika Rusa. It's only up to the position of Rusa, Mayfair Bishutfus. Amazing. So the Ran says then he will still be able to be Mayfair Bishutfus with the father. Right, so that's the question. What the Ran's addressing here is, how does the Zika work according to Rabbi Yeshua? So he has a couple of stages. One is, the Zika does not entitle the Yevamim as a group to be made for her neder, because we need to have a specific husband that's designated as the one who's made for the neder, and that's Exer Sakatu V'Isha Yikimenu Isha Yifarenu. Again, something Alima that the Ran brings down, I'm not sure where he's quoting this limud for. I mean, it makes sense. He's reading the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, but I don't know if that's...
Even if you learn that, it's like... Well, again, I guess in the Zayn, there's no Brera. So, because like, each one, it's kind of like, it's like on Tanakh. You know, like, you know, how you make an Erev Hepshon on Tanakh, you know.
Right.
If today is cold, you know, and tomorrow is, and this is an Erev Hepshon.
Right.
So, it's like, you know, if I'm the one, and this is a Farah. If I'm the one, this is a Farah.
Right. His point is that there is no such thing, because you need it has to be only once he becomes the husband, and then before that point, there's no Brera, right? And he's never the husband. So, and then the second point that he makes is, well, if Zika is strong enough to make him into the singular maker of the neder, what does that mean? If you're the singular maker of a neder, right, then he is a nesua. He's the equivalent of a nesua. That means that the zika is strong enough to make him kiknusa damya. Zika is strong enough to make him the equivalent as if he's married to her. So the Ran says, well, that position in Yevamos is uniquely, right, uniquely part of Rabbi Oshia, and even Rabbi Oshia over there, well, the question was questioned to the point where his position didn't stand up. So Ran gives two possibilities to answer. One is that he was questioned, the question really undermined his ability to say it in the name of Rabbi Shimon, but his position still stands. Or Ran gives another possibility that the Zika here is not Kiknusa Damya. It doesn't make him into Nesua, it makes him Ki'arusa Damya. And when he's Ki'arusa Damya, then he still can be made for the Neder, but only in conjunction with the father. So when we say here, Rabbi Shua says he can be made from the Darim when it's Yish Zika by Yabam, it's only to the extent that he's equivalent of an Arusa. He's equivalent of Arusa, he can be made for in conjunction with the father.
Which would be a problem if the husband passed away after
Nisuin. Right. That the Ran said, I don't know if he mentions it here, but it's clear that this all happened in Arusin, both the
That's our case.
Right. Cases all have to be that the Yabam failed me in Arusin and not from Nisuin.
It's interesting because in terms of when we learned Rabbi Elazar in yesterday's daf, I guess it was going to Rabbah, right? So it was this idea that she's like a Knusa, like a Nesua, basically. That's sort of the way we understood Rabbi Elazar's opinion yesterday, that once the time and after the 12 months has passed or whatever. But I'm saying now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, that he seems to give that, like that, you know, that status. if after 12 months pass, what did Rishon say in terms of truma?
He said no, but that's not clear. The Ran told us that who's the Baal Machlokas of Rabbi Elazar is usually Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua would not.
We're not sure if it's Rabbi Yeshua over there or not. Right.
But Ran said it was probably Rabbi Yeshua because he's the Baal Machlokas of Rabbi Elazar.
Well, so according to the Ran, so that is. He said, which would sort of contradict.
No, because it comes from a different. That's Rabbi Shua's point. That over here, the Zika that doesn't exist by.
No, but even in the case of Yavama, after 12 months, she's not allowed to get truma.
Right, but here they don't need 12 months. I mean, that the Yavama automatically through the Zika, he enables him to be Kiknusa Damya. Whereas over there, you don't say after 12 months of eating that the truma that he's Kiknusa Damya. It's just that the Rabbi Elazar believes that once he starts to give her mizonos, right, then that is the equivalent of.
I'm saying the terms of Rabbi Yeshua.
Right. Rabbi Yeshua says that feeding her mizonos is not a sufficient reason to give him hafaras nadar. Zika is already a real relationship. That's something that generates mina torah, generates a relationship between them. Right? Mizonos is not, after 12 months, is not a. Is mina torah, she could eat truma from the day they got engaged. 12 months is all a fiction of the chachamim that they say don't. She can't eat for 12 months. We'll give her permission for 12 months. She doesn't eat truma because of very reasons. That
we
give.
Not right. But I was at the point that I'm here because she was saying that he should be able to be made for her head there, but she's not able to eat truma.
Right. Well, that's a separate issue, right? Because they're separate issues. One's a gzera, mishum simpon, or gzera mishum achia,
yeah. But if the That's because they're different, right? Different reasons with your twin. But one of the possibilities was that she's considered like a nesua. And if she's considered like a nesua, right? If she's considered like a nesua, then she should be able to eat it. Right, that was the only reason.
Yeah, but the problem is not that she's considered, she could eat from an Arusin. It's not, it's Arusin and Nesuin.
I'm saying that.
But the problem is because she's not living in the Yavam's house. And that's the issue here. The issue is not, has nothing to do with whether she's Kiknusa Damya or Kiknusa Damya. It has to do with the fact that, right, that she's not living, that we're afraid because she's not living in his house that we'll have a problem here. Right? That's what all the Gzeres are about.
Right. That's for the 12 months. But then there's a Machlokas, what happens after the 12 months or whatever the designated amount of time is.
Right. All right. We're going to see, I'll be honest with you, we're going to see. The Ran answers your question later in today's daf. But not exactly on this case, but on a later case, about Rabbi Shua's opinion. But Ran does ask you a question in a different context. that Rabbi Shu's opinion from before, that we see that it may be different. Not in the Zika case, because the Zika case is really different. But the Gemara is going to back now to give a different answer for Rabbi Elazar. Based on that different answer, Rabbi Shu has a different position, and based on that, it's going to give you a problem to what Rabbi Shu said yesterday. Okay, so we will come up with a case like that. All right, now, so, Ula Rabbi Elazar, actually it should be here, it should really read Rabbi Elazar here, and if you see in Rashi, Rashi writes it to Rabbi Elazar ben Padat. So Rabbi Elazar ben Padat, Amar, Mamar, the Beit Shammai, Ein Kona. So Rabbi Elazar ben Padat says, even according to Rabbi Shammai, that Mamar is not Kona, El Litchot Bitzara. It's not enough to be Kona, I mean, in the sense that you become a full-fledged wife, husband-wife, that it's, you don't need chalitz anymore. The only thing it does is it frees the other woman. Right, it frees out the other woman, so the other woman does not need to get chalit. So that's what Mamar is strong enough to do. Ma'ikal Amemar. Then what are you going to say? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, we have to have a couple of reasons why the Yavam is entitled to be Mefer and then the Dorim for the Yavama, even when there are two Yavamim there. So if Mamar is not sufficient to create the Kekinusa Damia, right, is there a Kinyan Gomor, it's only sufficient to push off the other party, if there are two Yavamot there, then how are we going to explain the position of Rabbi Elazar? So we say, how come my skin and kosher amad b'din, b'tchayiv lav mizonot? It's a case where Beis Din came, she went to Beis Din and went to demand her mizonot. It's a case where he already did Mamar, he already had Mamar with who, and then she now takes him to Beis Din and says, listen, you have to perform Yibum. He's waited too long. Right, there's a demand that he performs Yibum. She takes him to Beis Din. Beis Din says, you're chayev to provide her mizonos, you're chayev to konesh her. But he ran away. But since he's chayev mizono teha...
But they're saying either be konesh or do chalitza. How could they be chayev him to...
Right, well, he did mamar already. He did mamar. So we're going to push him towards being konesh in that case. Right, you're right. He could do chalitza, or he could do the opposite. But in the case where he did mamar, which shows his intent to be miyavim har,
uh-huh.
Right, and then they're saying finish off the deal. Either do it, right, or you know move along like you're saying. So he goes. Then he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or did we say baruch here? No, he didn't run away. And they based and says you're chayiv to start feeding her because even though you're not konesh her yet, the fact that you're stringing her along, we're going to be mechayiv you with mizonos. Ah, this is Rabbi Elazar l'shitato. That's yesterday's daf, right? Rabbi Elazar l'shitato is once he's chayiv in his own oath, then he has the rights to be mayfair. Why? This is Kedra Pinchas Mishmei Derava. That's what we saw yesterday, right? Because Amar Kolan no deret, al das balahi no deret, right? Anybody takes a ned there, once she's already feeding her mizonot, her intent is to have her husband in mind. Again, we said yesterday that it's not literally a t'nai in the ned there, but something that she... In the recesses of her heart, she is waiting for her husband's approval in order to, when she takes such a nether. Alright, so now that will be Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, again, both instances, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is a unique case. I mean, it's not so simple when the case is that we say, that the Yavam can be made for the Nedarim for the Yavama when there are two Yavamim. They're both these cases. We have an Ukimta. Either he did Mamar, and Mamar is sufficient to make him into Kekunusa Damia, or either Arusa Damia, right? So that Mamar was Kone Kini Gomor, and therefore she's like a full-fledged husband, and that's why he can do the Mamar. Or in this case, we said he was Omen Bedin, he's paying her Mizonos, just like yesterday, where he's paying her Mizonos, right? That was sufficient to create the ability to be made for the Nedarim, according to Rabbi Elazar. Someone says, Tznan. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ma'im isha shikona la'atzmo hari hu mefer nedareha. This is our Mishnah, right? That we're just like a woman who's kona la'atzmo hari hu mefer nedareha. Isha shikona lo min ha-shamayim eno din shemefer nedareha. A woman that they gave him from an ha-shamayim, certainly he should be mefer nedareha. What type of woman did they give him from an ha-shamayim here? Right? According to Rabbi Ami, he performed Ma'amar. So what type of woman are they giving him in a shamayim when he actually did an action? So e b'sha asav amamar kona la'atzmahu, right? So what does that mean that he was kona, that they were kona him this woman in a shamayim? He performs mamar. What's generating the ability to do the hafara here? It's his mamar to the woman. It's his action, not the action in a shamayim. So Gemara says she kona la'atzmahu yidei shamayim. It's a joint effort.
Shadchanis.
Right. Right. So he's performing Mamar because Minashamayim, they put this woman towards him. Right. So it's a joint effort that they said, you know, Hashem provided him the ability to perform mama with this, like you're saying, designated or shetchanus that they.
What was the Gemara's question?
You got a kavah chomer in the mission. The kavah chomer.
No, it wasn't a mama. What was the Gemara's? What would the Gemara be happy with? If it wasn't a mama. What would be the?
The alternative.
The alternative that the Gemara says, I got. I understand the kavah chomer.
That was the other case where he's amar b'dinu baruch.
No, I'm saying as far as the Kav Chomer. The Kav Chomer was that Mishamayim. What would be a case that for you, that would be Mishamayim, that would say, okay, I got it, I understand, it's pure Mishamayim.
Yeah, that's the second case, right? He the woman felt him in a Shamayim, and he's now, she takes him to din and says, finish off the, you know, here. You're not performing your duties as a Yavam.
He didn't do Chalitza Oyibum, or did he do?
Right, he didn't do anything. He might have done Mamar, let's assume, but I don't know if he did Mamar in that case. Let's assume he didn't do Mamar in that case. And he's only a bitch. He says, this guy's stringing me out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to, so the basin says, pay her mizonos. You can't string her out like this.
Could he say in the case where there's only one that Mamar isn't needed, but when in the case where there's two Yavamas?
If he holds her Zikud as a possibility, yes. There is we said we didn't know. I think you asked in the Mishnah,
yeah. What
is Rabbi Elazar's opinion in Rabbi Yeshua's case, when there's only one Yavam. So if he holds her Zikud, then it's possible that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that Zikud is enough. Right, which would seems to be the case in the second answer we give for Rabbi Elazar. In the first case where we require Ma'amar, it's possible that there is no Zika, and that it's all the Ma'amar that generates the relationship between him and the woman. And therefore, when there's a single woman, also you would require Ma'amar, according to Rabbi Yami. According to the second answer, the Gemara says that you don't require Ma'amar, but it's simply that when the Basin says you can't string this woman along, maybe oh, there is a Zika. And when that Zika is enough to when there's a single person there that they don't even have to be Omidin. You don't even have to go to Basin, that the Zika would be enough. It's possible. It's not clear what Rabbi Elazar holds in Rabbi Yeshua's case. Alright. Tifsho to Bai Rabba. If that's the case, then you should be able to answer what Rabba says. What does that mean? Mamar the Beit Shammai Yerusino set or Nisuno set? Right? Does Mamar, according to Beit Shammai, create a Rusino or Nisuin? Tifsho to Nisuino set. Why? Let's conclude that it's Nisuin that it does. The Yerusino set. Right, that we know that when if it was equivalent to a Rusin, when you have an Arusa, who was entitled to be made for the Neder? The father and the Baal. So if that's the case, then in our case over here, it should be that the Yavam alone cannot be made for the Nedarim, but the Yavam in conjunction with the father could be made for the Nedarim, which is exactly what the Ran suggested in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, right? That it is only... Right, that it's only Kiyarusa Damis. And I says, well, no, because our Mishnah says, Amar Rav Nachman Beisach, my Yefer, Yefer B'Shutfut. So that in our Mishnah, when it says that he can be Mefer, it doesn't mean him alone, it means Yefer B'Shutfut, in conjunction. I mean, he and the father together could be Mefer the Nidaru.
Okay.
Tanya Nami Hafi.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was part of the Mishnah, I guess it is. That Yefer really means the husband and the.
Right, so it's here the Gemara doesn't say anything, but the Gemara in, I think it almost says that, rejects that answer. Because it says Yefer in the singular, it should be Yefru, right? It should be in the plural.
I'll do it, it's a commentary, you know.
Right.
It just says Yefer, it doesn't right. say, I mean.
Right, I mean, it doesn't say Yefer, it should, but. Right, I say Yefer is a singular, so it sounds like that he alone should be made for the Neder.
Is supposed to be the father?
Yeah, we would say Yefer.
Something themselves, doesn't it? Which is
learning
out that it's got to be together.
Right, there's
it
no.
It doesn't say.
Right, but already by the time the Mishnah is, it should be a little clear. Right, the pasuk is a limud, but once they have the limud, the Mishnah should be reflecting the reality of the limud, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that that's a proof that it's.
All right, the Gemara felt otherwise. But all right, we'll see in a second. By the Brisa, the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Ochi, we have a Brisa like Rabbi Ami. Brisa that supports Rabbi Ami's position that Rabbi Elazar is. Rabbi Elazar's opinion is generated because of Ma'amar. Why? Shomer ti Yavam ben Yavam Echad ben Shneim v'Mim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yefer. Yeshua Omer Acher Leechad v'Lo L'Shneim. For one and not to two. Yeshua Omer Lo Leechad v'Lo L'Shneim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ma'i Misha She'in Lo Chelik Ba Ad Shelo Tavol L'Rishuto. By a woman, a regular case of Erus and Erusa, they have no pre-existing relationship. Right? That before they have Erusin, right, they're nothing. They have no relationship. Misha Bat L'Rishuto Nigmar Lo L'Isha. Once she comes into his possession, meaning they perform a rusin, she becomes like a full-fledged wife. So she is the chelik That's lo tavo de reshuto. In a case where they have a pre-existing relationship, right? Where the yavam, the yavama already have a relationship without doing anything, they have a relationship. Mishabat de reshuto, enu din shetigmar lo. And what does that mean, shabat de reshuto? How do you get from the point of they have a pre-existing relationship to bat de reshuto, that must meet through mama? So you see that Rabbi Elazar's position is premised on Mamar, and that would support Rabbi Ami's position in the previous Amo, that Mamar. The reason that Rabbi Elazar says his opinion is because there is Mamar here. Mamar is going. So I'm a little Rabbi Akiva. Lo, ima mart bisha shakana hula atzmo, kashem she'im lo chalik ba, kak in la achirim chalik ba. Right, that pre their erusin, not only did the husband not have a relationship with her, nobody else in the world had a relationship with her. So therefore, she's free and clear. When she's free and clear, he can generate a singular relationship with her through erusin. That he's not uniquely in a relationship with her. Right, there are other brothers there. Since there are other brothers, he's not uniquely in a relationship with her, and therefore when he performs mamar with her, he cannot create or generate a relationship or a designation that is as strong as a rusin, because he didn't come from a position where he was either nobody else had a relationship with her. He has other brothers who have a relationship with her. So Amar Lo, right? So Amar Lo. So where's Rabbi Yeshua? I skipped the line here.
That lines up.
Yeah. Amar Lo, you give him Bolin, Amar Bishu, Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah, line.
Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Akiva, "The Rechav Shnei Yavamim, Mata Meshiva Yavam Echad." Right? Yeah, what you said makes sense when there's two Yavamim, but when there's one Yavam Echad, there is only one designated relationship there. There's nobody else who can undermine the relationship. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva responds to him, "Who Chalaknu Yavam Echad Vashnei Yavamim?" Right? We don't distinguish between one Yavam and two Yavamim. Ben Shas Bamar, Ben Shlas Bamamar. Right? Whether he did perform some Mamar, whether he doesn't perform Mamar, there is no difference between one Yavam and two Yavamim. Why? Ukushar Dvarim came to Darim. Because there are other items where we clearly see that the woman is not like an Arusa, so too by Nadarim. What are those other things that the Gemara will say in a second? Amar ben Azai. So when Rabbi Azai heard Rabbi Akiva making such strong arguments, he says, "Chaval alech ben Azai shalosh shimashted Rabbi Akiva." You ben Azai, you should have been mishamish Rabbi Akiva more to learn. Rashi says, "Hashi b'shubos me'ulos," to be able to answer with such strong answers, right? Like the way Rabbi Akiva is looking at him and he's jealous that he didn't have that strength in Svara. He said, "Had I spent more time with Rabbi Akiva, I would have had that type of strength." The Rosh says that Harbe Kabbalah v'hefse yish b'davar shetamid v'ti ki ben Azai lo shimish adam kol dol for Rabbi Akiva. Such a great Talmud Chacham like Ben Azai, or someone who's so strong, should have been Mishamish Rabbi Akiva, because he would have been even greater, even stronger. Alright, so what is my Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Ami? Why is the Braisa a proof to Rabbi Ami's position? And where do we know from the Braisa? Because the Gemara says, Tiktani, Bench Asaba Mamar, Bench Lo Asaba Mamar. Right? That the Gemara later on says, when Rabbi Akiva says, whether he performs Mamar with her, or whether he didn't perform Mamar on it, suggesting, right, that Rabbi Elazar believed that she did, or Rabbi Shua is believing that they did do Mamar earlier. That's one possibility. Inami, we erase it the way I showed it to you. Tiktani, Misha Nichnas al Rishusho, Nigmarlo. Right, that she was Nichnas the Rishus. Lilo Kadish ma Nigmarlo. How can you say Nigmarlo without any action on his behalf? That action must have been, right, through Kiddushin, but through the Kiddushin of Yavama, which is a Mamar. So, Tifshut mi name, Kesha Asa Mamar, Ba Mamar Mai. Right, so what is, that Shashaba Mamar, that you can see from that it must be a case where he performed Mamar. So that's why it's a proof to Rabbi Ami that Rabbi Lezer's position is that he did Mamar. Two possibilities in the Bryce that show that Rabbi Lezer's position is that he performed Mamar. One is because Rabbi Kiva's response, which he says, whether she performed Mamar, whether she did not perform Mamar, suggesting that the others said that she performed Mamar. And the other possibilities in the first part, in Rabbi Elazar's Kavachomer, you see that he says that he was Nigmar Lo. What is Nigmar Lo? I mean, it's not simply that she fell before him, that if the Zika creates the Nigmar Lo, he has to take an action. What's that action? That action must have been Mama, right? Obviously, it can't be Bia, which finishes off the Yibum, and then there's nothing to talk about. Everybody holds in that case. He could be made from the dark. Okay. So my v'kashar dvarim kinedarim. What's Rabbi Akiva is proof that by other things there's a difference between an arusha and a yavam, and so too that will be by nedarim. Tani amarava hafik tani iata moda shein chayvin skila kin aram ruasa. Right? Rabbi Akiva's proof is what? We know there's a special din by Nara Murasa who, right, has a outside relationship, right, who, right, has cheats on her husband, is then Chayav Skila. She has a special punishment, as opposed to an Eshidish. Now Murasa is in a unique category, and she gets Skila for having a outside relationship. Basha Enkein, right, by a Yabam and Yabam up. Even if he performs Mamar, there's still not going to be a Chiyuv Skila.
What's the Chiyuv?
It's Machlokas, right? It's Machlokas, whether. It's a Chiyuv Lav. It's probably a Chiyuv Lav. Right, because it's that she should not be Lotetei Shachutza. She cannot be to an outside party. Right, in Yavamos. We had that discussion in Yavamos.
Yeah.
What is the restriction on the woman to an outside party? Meaning that to an outside party, it almost definitely sees it's allowed. It's a question about the other brothers, maybe.
It's not really right.
If it's a Kares.
Whether it's
a Chiyuv Kares. Even after they perform Yavam, what's the status of the other brothers? If he performs Mama, what's the status of the other brothers? That's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it was a Kares or a Lav afterwards. Yeah. Alright. So there probably is a Chiyuv Lav, that's it, that she can't go to Chutzah without the Chalitza, meaning that without the Chalitza. Now, Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Dekar, Mishnah supports this position, and Yavama Gemura Leisha, Kashem Sharusa Gemura Leisha. That's what our Mishnah is saying, that a Arusa is not completely, right, connected to her, I'm saying, a Yavama is not completely connected to her Yavam, the way an Arusa is completely connected to her husband. What does that mean, that she's not completely connected? That's the exact difference, that their relationship, the strength of their relationship will determine when there's an outside relationship, when there's an alternative relationship, what's the punishment. So by an Arusa, the fact that this Skila shows you that their relationship is a much tighter relationship, much closer relationship than that which is between a Yavam and a Yavama. Right, I just wanted to show, because Shoal, you asked this question over here, when it says, right, our case here where he went to din and then he runs away and they're mechayiv him in mizonos, you ask me, well, if that's the case, he's mechayiv in mizonos, that works according to Rabbi Elazar. How are you going to explain Rabbi Yeshua's position when they were Amar Bedin or Baruch? If you don't explain that the Gemara is talking about Ma'amar and Zika, right, but rather it's talking about Amar Bedin and Baruch, how are you going to explain Rabbi Yeshua's position that he only goes one Ma'amar? So if you look in the Ran, the widest lines on the previous Amud, on Ayin Dalan Amud Aleph, he asks your question. Right? That the Ran continues. This Ran is really for the previous Amud. The Ran from the previous Amud continues all the way through here. Right, that's based on his previous position, based on the previous staff. Right? Rabbi Elazar is a unique position in that Mishnah. But the Chachamim argued that even when he's paying mizonos, he doesn't entitle to be made from it. Stam Rabbana to Pligia Leid Rabbi Elazar, Haina Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Who normally argues in Rabbi Elazar? That is Rabbi Yeshua. To Hubachol Duchte Bar Plukte. He says, Minomachol Bar Machlokas in all these situations. Okay, my time is Rabbi Yeshua. Damar Yamav Echad Yefer. What is Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning that by one Yamav he should be made for? Ikalim Eim Rishom, Sriel De Eishiko, Kuknusa Damia. One possibility is that he'll still hold. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion will still be based on Zika. That this is only solves Rabbi Lezer's problem, and Rabbi Yeshua still, both according to Rabbi Ami, according to the second answer of the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yeshua is working over here has nothing to do with Mizonis, only has to do with Zika. Inami Rabbanan to Pelagay Rabbi Lezer, Masisim to Bagaret, Lav Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. The possibility is that those Rabbanan, even though normally it would be Rabbi Yeshua, nevertheless, in this case, it's not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Kulu Sphere Lezer, Ba'orus, Kok Shechai Mizanayi Affair, and that Rabbi Yeshua will agree to the position of Rabbi Lezer by an Arusa, that will be Mizonos will be sufficient, and therefore here, by a single Yabam, he will also agree that when he's Mechuyib Mizonos, he's the equivalent of an Arusa. Right, so that was your question again regarding the previous mission, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Here the Ran deals with that. Either says that Rabbi Yeshua is just, he does argue in that Mishnah, and his position here never has anything to do with Mizonos, has to do with Zika, or right, it's the Rabbanan over there are not Rabbi Yeshua. The two possibilities that that the rat gets. All right, we'll stop here.